Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
President Trump tweeted out, "The United States is in danger of being in a new civil war." And Rush Limbaugh said that we're in a cold civil war.
What we are in the middle of now, folks, is a cold civil war.
Well, both of those statements, depending on your perspective, are true. But let me tell you from the broadcast that first said this back in July of 2016 when Trump became the nominee.
I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
I said, I believe Trump's going to win, and I believe that there then is going to be a civil war of some type in this country, and how politically active we are will depend on how bad the crash landing's going to be.
2017, the White House issued its new national security strategy. And for the first time, China was described as a challenge. It was a step forward, and it says that they're against American power, influence, and interests. They're attempting to erode American security and prosperity.
The investigation also exposed an apparent compromise of U.S. spying in Russia. Lee appeared before a federal judge Tuesday after he was arrested last month, arriving on a flight from Hong Kong. Court documents say he illegally possessed two handwritten notebooks containing names and phone numbers of covert CIA employees and informants. But several federal officials say Lee is suspected of giving the Chinese information about those operatives, and that at least 10 of them ended up getting killed by the Chinese.
They're making economies less free and less fair. They're growing their military way beyond the original idea that this was just a from a constabulatory army to a power projection army for taking back Taiwan. Now they have global aspirations and global ambitions, which have made them a much greater threat. They're also controlling information and data to repress their own society and expand their influence. According to the new defense strategy, China wants to shape the world consistent with its authoritarian model.
And I used to get Bill Gertz on from the Washington Times about China, the big threat in the future, and how the Clintons sold us out with the missile secrets. So we've been on it for most of the time I've been on here. But now it's the elephant sitting on us, not the elephant in the room. And that's who the Democrats can basically go to fund whatever they want. And the Democrats can get investments in China that the Communist Party backs and absolutely pay them off. And Ukraine's been paying off Democrats and Republicans. And so has Russia has been using the Democrats. And the Democrats have been using them like a cash machine. And so Trump comes in and he did fire all the lobbyists.
They will never make America great again. They don't even have a chance. They're controlled fully by the lobbyists, by the donors, and by the special interests, fully. We have to stop doing things for some people, but for this country, it's destroying our country. We have to stop, and it has to stop now.
It doesn't matter because the people under him are running all sorts of scams. So a lot of them are bought off, a lot of them are paid off, a lot of them take money. Then they can be compromised. And they're told, you better go in and take out Trump. You better find some reason or we're going to burn you and put you in prison. And it's because Trump's never gotten full control of the Justice Department that they're making this move right now because they still got some of their people in there. But now Barr has convened the grand juries, both informational and to indict. And it's confirmed that McCabe has been indicted for several months. And they brought the appeal to the Deputy Attorney General, that's how it works, to be able to kill that prosecution. And they said, no, that means the prosecution is like a barracuda just right out of vision in the water about to swoop in and eat the little fishy. That's McCabe. And McCabe has said, if I go down, everyone's going to go down with me. Well, the last person to say that was Commerce Secretary Ron Brown.
He was one of 33 people on board an Air Force jet when it crashed this morning in Croatia. The State Department says Brown is missing and presumed dead.
And the Air Force colonel that did his autopsy said he'd been shot through the head by a .45 through the head. They had troops on board, killed everybody on board, blew the hatch, heload, high load out, crashed the plane in the mountain. One woman lived. She was really not even hurt. She didn't make it back there by the time the ambulance got to the base. that killed Commerce Secretary Ron Brown when he shot his mouth off and said, I go down, everybody goes down.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last, across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavy
shifty shift for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy who, by the way, was critical of one of the great Secretary of States. Graduated number one in his class at West Point. Graduated one of the top in his class at Harvard Law School. The most honorable person, Mike Pompeo. And this guy was negative on Mike Pompeo. He can't, you know, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say.
Couldn't carry his blank strap in the Oval Office. The president clearly getting hotter about all of this. Just before President Yenisto arriving, the president tweeting, quote, the do-nothing Democrats should be focused on building up our country, not wasting everyone's time and energy on BS, but he spelled out the entire word, in caps, which is what they have been doing ever since I got overwhelmingly elected in 2016. Get a better candidate this time. You will need it. By the way, for the record, that is the 16th time the president has used that word in a tweet. The president also saying that the whistleblower is not a whistleblower because he inaccurately reflected the contents of the conversation with Zelensky. The president also saying that whoever at the White House dished the information to the whistleblower needs to be found out because they are a spy. Harris?
John Roberts, thank you
very
much.
All right, let's go back to what's happening here. The president came out, we're going to play the video coming up, and said he needs to be investigated for treason. Schiff ran this whole thing. They wrote the whistleblower's letter. The whistleblower is not a whistleblower. It is a third person who says they heard from a person who heard from a person that in this phone call, Trump said, I will keep back millions of dollars if you don't reinstate this prosecutor. That's an inversion of what Biden actually did. And he bragged on national television at the Council on Foreign Relations, the shadow government, the illegal government, the globalist government, the anti-American group, the Chi-Com traitors. That's who they are at the top. They've maneuvered us into this nightmare. And there they are. With him saying, Joe Biden, that you're going to fire that prosecutor looking into me and my son, or I'm going to hold back $1 billion. And the guy did what they're told. The president who was in power then removed the prosecutor. Open and shut. But Biden committed the crime on television because he knew a bunch of those CFR members and a bunch of Democrats and some Republicans had gotten money from the billions, not just out of the gas company, but out of the looting of Ukraine, that they were all in on the corruption. They all get in on the corruption, and they believe that's their safety valve, is that it's too big to fail, too big to prosecute. And so Trump dares to mention, wow, did you see him on TV? Biden bragging about this is crazy. And that becomes the crime. And then it's a fake whistleblower with fake info, and we don't get to know who the sources are. Who said this lie in the White House? And then prepared this fake letter with Schiff. We now know Schiff was involved. They're all lying. They're using the fact that they are in the White House to produce frauds. And then they changed the rules under Trump's nose where you can have third-party whistleblowers in the regulations. Third-party. Hearsay, not admissible in court. But remember, in court, you get to face your accuser. Trump says, I want to know who did this. It's not true. I want to know who lied and said this. This is treason to lie about the president, to try to overthrow an election and take it from the people. That's what Trump's saying. And I read Trump's tweets. They are 100% true. And that's what freaks me out. We have a president fighting for our lives and his life. And it should be so easy to defeat these criminals. But America is so demonic and so weak and so limp-wristed now that there's a chance they're going to remove the president. So let me read to you some of these tweets. Representative Adam Schiff illegally made up a fake and terrible statement, pretended to be mine as the most important part of my call to the Ukraine president, and read it aloud to Congress, the American people. It bore no relationship to what I said on the call. Arrest for treason. Schiff didn't say till later in another part of his time that, oh, by the way, all of you can tell that's not real. What? And then MSNBC put out another fake transcript. CNN did. They all do it. Because the left wants to believe lies. I go out in a busy leftist area like downtown Austin, Texas, I'll probably shake 50 hands. But when a car drives by, they'll go, F you, glad you lost your kids. F you, you think we have slave colonies on Mars. F you, you're a Russian agent. None of those are true. I have full custody of my children. I never said there's slave colonies on Mars. I have nothing to do with the Russian government. Everybody knows it's a hoax. But they don't care. They still say it with pleasure. They'll walk over to me in a restaurant and say, you and that other Nazi are going to die. I can't wait till you go to prison. And I'm like, you're an authoritarian wishing another American goes to prison for their views. They'll just like, you shut up. And it's usually a woman, and the husband's like, hey, buddy. And I have to say, I say, listen, let's go, man. You just got in my face, and you're so mentally ill. This has happened like 50 times. You haven't seen it, but three or four. Your wife comes over and runs her mouth, gets in my face, calls me names, and then you come over like I'm messing with your wife. Let's go out in the parking lot. They go, oh, you wanted to talk about how you're going to beat my ass. You don't actually want to go out in the parking lot, do you? Because you're nothing but a fake. You live in a fantasy land. This isn't some simulation, jackass. This is the real world. So you go worship the Chi-Coms all day and shoot your kids up. Hey, I notice your kids both look retarded. They do. Your kids look like retards. How many freaking shots you giving them, you little? And they start freaking out. I go, yeah, I bet your kid was pretty smart till you gave him all those shots. But you worship. They start crying. I go, good, good. A couple other guys go, hey, buddy, I'll beat your asses too. Because I'm not going to kiss your asses anymore, you little scumbags. While you go along with the mass death of our species, while a bunch of scientific crazy people, mad scientists, set up this slow grid murder operation. The truth is, I'm right about all of it, and you know it. Okay, I told you I'm not going to get mad today. We've got a bunch of criminals that took the greatest, freest, most wealthy nation in the world that was a light of liberty compared to every other country, of freedom. And we let these people convert it into an air pump to pump up China and every other evil system and to then degradate our nation and make our people sick and deformed. By the way, I didn't say that to those people's children that obviously were seriously damaged by the shots and their mother pouring fluoride down them. When they misbehave later, she'll put them on five different types of Prozac. They'll finally die before she dies. She will. Because these mothers kill their children. I said that in a nicer way. I said, your kids look super sick from all the shots you've given them. So that other parents would listen. I saw people nodding their heads. This was in a busy restaurant. I was picking up tacos. It was on a Saturday morning. It was probably 100 people all in this little place. And these leftists thought they'd come over. They actually bumped into me. I didn't tell that part of the story. Hey, buddy, Like, ooh, that's how you really fight, man. Ooh, like, you know, put, well, I'm sitting there in my chair. Say, hey, I'm a real person. This isn't a simulation. You want to come get in my face, it's going to happen right back because I care about those people. You know how disgusting they are, though? They're slaves. They're always white yuppies. They're always. The woman's always in charge, and the man, you know, has psychically had his testicles removed, and they've always got these kids hooked up to the, you know, their iPads, drooling. And you just look at them, and you're like, what the hell have you done to your kids? God. And they've always, the woman's always got a spiritual, demonic look in her eyes. The husband looks like he got rode hard, put away wet. And you just look at these people and you're just like, my God, I wish it was a country to escape to get away from them. But you know they'd come following us. We'd go build another incredible Atlantis and they'd paratroop in to take it all over like all the people fleeing California. And they come here and they do the exact same thing. Their needles, their feces, their devil worship, their delusion, their weakness, their demonic worship. Their poison.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Of the hierarchy. Joining us at the bottom of the next hour and hosting the fourth hour will be Mike Adams, engineer, all around really smart guy. The hierarchy of deep state escalation that will end in the attempted assassination of President Trump and engineered terrorism across America. This article is absolutely Paul Revere emergency battle dispatch information, Veritas. Stories on Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. I suggest you read it. And, you know, the president says we're in a war for the very future and survival of the country. We are. And I'll just be honest with you. If you go see somebody that's going to the NBA Finals, who's a fan of, say, the Spurs or, you know, whoever's going, or the Dallas Cowboys, or whatever, you know, team you're into in your state, your city. People act like this for days and weeks beforehand. They act like this for 3-4 hours at a football game. And people think it's completely normal. But we're dealing with devil-worshipping world government Satanists working with an off-world fallen entity that's establishing a system for our orderly extermination, and it's all manifesting, and it's all happening, and we're just supposed to be comfortable with it and just think it's no big deal and accept it. I am not accepting it. And I don't calculate any of this here on air. I just go with the reality and where I'm at. And people say, oh, we love it when you rant and rave like the old days. That was when I was younger and was not controlling myself and getting upset. And I'm kind of reverting to that right now because I'm really prepared for this show. But when I start looking at these stacks after I've already know the information, really, it's we don't need any more information. We know the globalists are evil. We know NAMBLA is the operating system of the globalist. I mean, these people are villains. They are BAD 500 exclamation points, man. And just at a spiritual and physical level, my body's like, son, the time for talking's over. Because I don't act like a Tasmanian devil in my regular life. I'm a nice, sweet person. I know you are as well. But when they know the vaccines are not helping you and they're spiked with things to kill you, and they're doing a giant push where a lot of people I know are henpecking me about vaccines, and the facts don't matter to these people. It's like living in an insane asylum. I mean, I repeatedly have people walk over and slap me in the back of the head or push me. And I get up and I go, what the hell's your problem? Want to get your ass beat? They go, oh my God, you're threatening us. Look at him. And I'm like, you're the one that just pushed me. There's no logic with these people. There's no chivalry. There's no 2 + 2 = 4. It's like Antifa roughing up women, children, and old people. They will go out of their way to attack someone in a wheelchair. And you look at it, you go, that doesn't compute. Even pirates in the old days, the worst pirates, wouldn't just fly a black flag with a skull and crossbones. You know, that means something. That means we're going to kill you if you don't run up your colors and strike your colors and quit right now. You run a white flag up and pull your regular flag down. Black flag means no surrender, by the way. A black flag with a skull on it means we're going to kill you if you don't surrender. A black flag with a skull and crossbones with blood dripping means we're going to kill you even if you give up, so you better fight. We want a big bloody fight. Now that's really a possessed ship, huh? A lot of them flew those colors. Blood dripping means we're going to kill you and murder everybody. But very few ships would actually kill old women or really rape women. It was known as bad luck. Those ships tended to go down. Bad things tended to happen. I mean, even killers had kind of like a code. Leave women and children alone. This system targets women and children. It targets the weak. And you must understand that these people are psychotic predators coming for you and your family. They like to kill people. They like to dominate. And so they go, oh, there's too many people. Humans are too aggressive. We've got to set up this world government to process everybody out and then build a better future. That's just what they give mid-level initiates. In fact, let me do this when I come back. Then I'm going to get to the China parades and all the news, and just it's all incredible. And the total proof that vaccines are killing people and making us live less longer. It's all admitted. I have the CDC documents. I'll show you. I'm going to do that. But when I come back, I always mean to talk about this, and I talk about it here and there, but I should do, like, just nothing but this. Because do you want to know about the plan and why they're building a world government to exterminate everybody? You know why, right? It's not just about depopulation. That's just a cover story. When you read the Carnegie Endowment and Memorandum 7277 and Kissinger's Memorandum 200 and a bunch of others that are declassified, I mean, this is the declassified stuff. They tell you why, and I'll tell you when we come back from break. And then I'm going to just, I told you I'd get to it. I don't even know if I can keep doing the show because I'm going to just, my dad sent me text messages. You really sound evil. He never sends messages unless I'm fluffing out on air and he's listening. And I said, yeah, Dad, that's the point. I'm trying to mirror their spirit, folks, because I can feel it and see it everywhere. I mean, I'm sitting here in the room with it right now. Absolutely can't stand it. And so maybe if I describe what they think about you, maybe you'll care about yourself enough to get pissed. You know, I can do an imitation of Marvin the Martian. Doesn't mean I'm Marvin the Martian. Just because I can act like one of these Satanists doesn't mean I like it. They know how to camouflage everything they do and just ease it in like the frog in the water till you never knew what hit you. I'm going to go to break. We've seen more funds coming in since the impeachment began. People seem to think, oh, wow, really, the country is in trouble. Oh, wow, this fight's still on. The fight just began, ladies and gentlemen. And we are way behind this year to even fund into next year. We'll have to contract next year and then just kind of have an orderly collapse in the next year and a half. I need financial funding. Don't you want to keep us on the air? We're important to the fight here. I don't want to give up. But we've been through the grinder. I'm not a victim. I'm a target because I'm successful fighting the enemy. That's why this operation needs to be funded by you, because we've proven that we get more time in the ring with the globalists, anybody else. We know their number. We've got their number. We know how to bring them down, and we will bring them down. And I'll just keep giving them play after play in this gunfight politically till we defeat them. But I need money, and I make it real easy. Things you need: high quality toothpaste with no fluoride, fortified with a bunch of great stuff like colloidal silver iodine, really high quality top end coffee. Very same stuff sold at Whole Foods for like $5 more a pound. We've got all the great fish oil, all the great other supplements, Brain Force, Turbo Force, all these things you need. And right now it's 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. Water filtration, air filtration, it's all 50% off. Storable food. InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, spread the word about Band.Video, these live shows. Don't submit. Don't give in. Ignite.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm not going to apologize for getting upset and saying a lot of really nasty things on air today, because that's what the globalists are doing. I'm just repeating what they're up to, telling you. I think I ought to create a character that is a globalist that just reads off their own documents to you, but then laughs at you. Because they're laughing at me, they're laughing at you, and I don't like it. But the way we work in this politically correct world, to talk about how people are hurting their kids with all these vaccines and all the GMO and all the 4G and 5G, oh, that's mean. But to actually hurt your kids and let the system do it, oh, well, that's all right. It's all just about face-saving. It's not about really doing anything real. Like, gee, why is different types of breast cancer 3,000, 4,000, 10,000 percentage points up? Why are different types of brain cancer 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 times up? Why is pediatric cancer just stratospherically off the charts, didn't exist 60, 70 years ago? Now you can't go anywhere and not see kids, you know, with their heads shaved and chemotherapy injection points on them, you know, just preparing for the grave. No one asks, why is everybody dying? It's, oh, let's find a cure. Well, the cure is these people are killing you on purpose. Now, the average dumbass oncologist or whatever, they're just playing along, going through the motions, got trained at their cancer research, Mayo Clinic or MD Anderson. But the whole science of it is known. Boy, when they discovered cancer was viral over 100 years ago, they got really excited. And they just sit there like watching everybody just walk like zombies into the machine guns. And the globalist issue is, hey, if you're so stupid, you're letting us kill you, you deserve it. Well, you know what? I get your metaphysical challenge. I say you don't have authorization to do that to me or my family. And I say we're going to wake everybody up, and we're going to try to fix this peacefully and get you off our ass. But you guys stage a lot of terror so you can then habituate everybody that it's always innocents that get hit. It's never the UN. It's never the globalists. It's never the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds. It's never George Soros. It's never any of their. It's always some school or some Walmart or some innocent Christian church. The globalists are staging attacks or organizing them or provocateuring them to hit their enemies so they can disarm their enemies. So they can really have their way with us. A big cultural revolution, a big leap forward, like they had under Mao and the 80 million he killed, plus. Think about that. Our so-called rulers positioned China when almost no one even had running water over there 60 years ago to now eat our lunch. And the president's trying to just not let them totally take us over and use lubrication on us. And China's got a big cactus out saying there's no lubrication here. And all of these people are so trained to hate the country and hate themselves, they're just howling and screaming, let's get rid of free speech. And Xi Jinping, remember, he came here 2.5 years ago and said, I'm glad you're doing something about fake news. And then when I got banned off all these networks 13 months ago, the official Communist Party newspaper wrote an article that I was in and said, good job, now do more. The Huffington Post and CNN and MSNBC aligned with the People's Daily. Let's get Alex Jones off the air because we'll all feel real safe once we've done that. Just people are totally turning loose of their birthright. Their protection, their common sense. Because you see, oh, D.C.'s a bunch of specialists and government. Oh, they're the experts. They're over there. We don't get involved in that. And then the very worst elements in the world come in and standardize and take over government and corporations and are now setting up a system that if you think pediatric cancer, I mean, some of them are up 50,000%. I mean, some of these cancers didn't exist 20 years ago, and now there's tens of thousands of them. Others, you know, were very rare. You had thousands of them in the 50s, and then now there's millions a year. Because they're injecting it into you like they injected syphilis into poor white people and black people. Because if they can't kill you when you're in mama, they're going to kill you later, and they're going to get every damn dime out of your bank account while they're at it, and they're going to weigh down the economy and wreck the nation. Cute as pie. Because we act like a bunch of lobotomized sheep, and we put up with it, and we take it. And then the very psychotics doing all this have advertised open borders worldwide with a collapsing third world, 80% of the women being raped that try to come up here. None of that's an issue, though. It's all how America's evil and how we didn't give enough free stuff out, again, to fully bankrupt us. And then once the last three countries go under, which is so close, there's going to be a hellish reign of terror on a planetary scale. Billions are going to be killed. And all because we forgot God and threw God out of our lives, and all because we said, who cares about children? Who cares about the unborn? Who cares about the born? Hell, let's euthanize old people. We'll get more money if we do. We can't take care of our parents or our veterans, but we can take care of the illegal aliens. But nobody's going to take care of them either. It's all just a lie. Bill Gates says, hey, if we kill grandma, we can hire 10 teachers. Oh, yeah, right. You take care of grandma, it creates an economy. You kill grandma, you kill yourself. All right. I'm going to stop. You know what I'm going to do when we come back? I'm going to show you the numbers on how Americans just had their life expectancy drop more to the lowest in the industrialized world. And if you look at the graph, I mean, 40 is going to be an old man soon. And we'll dispel some of the big lies about how people used to not live as long. That's not true. That's another lie. Why don't you go to an old cemetery in Europe or the East Coast or anywhere? We got cemeteries that are 180 years old. There's two types of dead people in them. Babies and 90-year-olds. Infant mortality on the frontier in the old days was much higher. But people live longer if you didn't die when you were a child. And that's the secret. Around a third of children, until running water and hygiene was developed, died by age 10 across the world. Hygiene and running water and better refrigeration of food made infant mortality from the 1890s in the industrialized world to about the 1830s go way down. But when vaccines were brought in, infant mortality went back up. Not to the level of the frontier, but it went. Pull the graphs up. Pull up infant mortality graphs in the U.S. the last 150 years. Pull them up in Europe. Pull up breast cancer graphs. In Brazil, who didn't have glyphosate until 20 years ago, they basically had no breast cancer there. They brought glyphosate in, Roundup. They've almost matched us, straight up. Same thing. Cell phones, brain tumors, off the charts. And you get it right on the side of the head you put the phone. And it tells you on the insert it'll kill you. Liberal. Isn't that just sweet? They're not cute as pumpkin pie. But you know, the globalists understand this. See, metaphysically, if they're going to kill all the children, you've got to die too. And a lot of the globalists don't even try to avoid death themselves. It's all for Lucifer. It's all part of the love of death. Oh, sweet, sweet Lucifer, the golden thread that the head of Twitter talks about. He'll soon meet Lucifer, don't worry.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, let me just say this historical point, then I'll get into this news right now. This is beyond critical, obviously. Every culture went through different cycles, but they always would enter into a decadent cycle, generally after there had been 100 to 200 to 300 years of prosperity. And generally, agrarian societies would pop up. They would grow so many crops in a Nile Delta or there in Iraq today, at the Tigris-Euphrates, other areas of the world, that you would get a bureaucratic class above the farmers. And then they would build temples and things to impress the farmers. And then they would use mumbo-jumbo about solar eclipses and things, telling them it was a giant monster eating the moon and things like that. So if you don't give us offerings of the best food and the best women, things like that, the sun won't come back. You know, things like that. But usually within a couple hundred years, the priests started wanting to kill people. That's how corruption works. I mean, you get psychopaths in. And so they start demanding human sacrifices. So there's a twisted part of people, historically, in every case, that get control that want to start killing people en masse. And they usually codify it around religion and make it ritualistic. So every culture had periods where mass human sacrifice, mainly of children, but women also, took place. They would either get conquered by an outside group that thought they were evil and would kill them, their leadership, or they would usually go psychotic to the point they would start committing suicide and become so demonically possessed or whatever it is that they would just start wandering around and going so insane that the priest class would just start killing themselves en masse. You saw Roman emperors would kill themselves too. So that's kind of the final level of decadence when you can kill whoever you want, do whatever you want, everyone's submitting. You've won these wars and conquered everybody, so you just kill yourself. And that's what the Satanists want to do, is they finally want to enslave everybody, get everybody overturned over to Satan, then they're going to detonate the antimatter weapons that the Pentagon already has and destroy the whole planet. That's Satan's plan. Get everybody on board, blow the planet up. And then he gets your souls. So that's where they're going with this. All these idiots that think they're going to merge the machines and become gods and all this, or that they're going to teleport up to the the ship or whatever with childhood's end, the Luciferians thing. That's not, you're not going to the Hale-Bopp Comet when you drink the tequila or drink the vodka and take the barbiturates. Yeah, that's just another, again, Silicon Valley cult. Thought they were going to merge with aliens. Had to chop their balls off to do it. Now the same Silicon Valley cult, like half of them are transgender in the leadership. They want your kids' balls. Again, it's a whatever this demon is, it wants to get kids and chop their balls off, okay? And then if they get their way, they're going to kill you and chop your balls off. Balls first. So, oh, I'm sorry, I said I get to the news. I mean, I'm just telling you who they are. I mean, I didn't come up with this psycho stuff, whatever these demons are into, okay? I don't want to drink vodka and take barbiturates after I've chopped my balls off. Because I think I'm going up to a comet or something. That's just what Arthur C. Clarke thought they were going to do. These people are freaks, okay? Now let's continue. Life expectancy is plunging. And every time I point this out, I have some leftist toddle over to me on the street. This probably happened 50 times over the years, 60 times or more. They say, how come we're living so much longer? These people are idiots. If you take out infant mortality being much higher, because again, up to a third of children, historically from Japan to the United States, you name it, died before about 1890, 1900. Kids died. And it's true. Antibiotics have been amazing. Better food, hygiene, that's what did it, not the vaccines. Vaccines become popular by the 40s, and infant mortality actually starts going up, 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 up. Now the United States, depending on what numbers you look, is 33, 34, 35 out of 35 industrial nations. So we're the worst country in the world that's industrialized, but we take the second amount of vaccines. By the way, South Korea is seeing their kids die more now, and they're not living as long. But don't worry, Beto O'Rourke got his shot. Look at that psychotic. I mean, just, if you have any discernment, you would run from that man. That is a genetic psychopath right there. Now, let's continue. Look into that if you know what that is. So, I want everybody to just pull back for a moment. Don't believe me. Dr. McCam shot, please. You can read all the 60-plus vaccines they want to make you take. Zoom in a little bit more, please. Okay, that's good right there. Thank you. That's generally where I want it. And I've got all this propaganda I read about it's wonderful, and you know, give a kid 60 shots at once, it's fine. Yeah, try that. It'll kill your kid. Guaranteed. They're going to die, or they're going to wish they were dead. And then it goes into all this. Now, here it is in the news. Life expectancy falling in America. Americans not just dying at a faster rate, they're dying younger. And it's being reported that it's fallen to the lowest level since World War I, when we lost millions of people from the Spanish flu and from the war of World War I. It's increased deaths of teens, younger adults, old people, everybody. Oh, but don't worry. The Atlantic tells you it's cigarettes. Cigarette smoking's gone dramatically down. But lung cancer is way up. Wonder why. Well, just take those shots and find out. And then it goes into all of it. America's life expectancy has dropped again. Here's why. PBS is going to tell us. Well, they don't tell us. They just tell us heart disease and cancer is up. Yeah, why is cancer up so high? And then the drug overdosing. That's absolutely true. That's big pharma killing us right there. And it just goes on. Huge spike in flu-related deaths in 2017. I thought everybody getting vaccinated would protect them. It's never protected you. It's never the right flu. They never guessed the right mutation. And when you take a flu shot, it lowers your immunity 50% to other flus. That's a major government study. Oh, suicide's on the rise. Maybe because 20% of the public takes serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which on the insert says makes you commit suicide. So we're taking a flu shot, so we're getting more flu. We're taking all these pills that are supposedly antidepressants that say they make you depressed and kill yourself. The opioid crisis, China shipping in all this fentanyl. And it goes on from there. U.S. life expectancy declines again. A dismal trend not seen since World War I. Washington Post. So all this science and all this money and all these systems, and all they do is keep you alive longer for all your money, but then that kills you too, but you still don't live as long as you would have if you grew up even in a third world country with no electricity now. Because they're killing us. They're killing us. They admit it. Oh, and I said earlier, I'd tell you why. And I got distracted reading articles and getting into my rage again, which I'm not trying to let off the chain. I'll tell you why they're doing all of it. Not from the satanic perspective. I mean, that's the real bottom of the rabbit hole. But I'm going to give you the big secret from 7277 and also State Department Memorandum 200 from Henry Kissinger. Guys, will you print me both of those again, please, so I can just show people? Anybody can pull them up. But I'm going to give you a little foreshadowing. It's about an end of war. And if you're going to have an end of war, you got to have an end of people. They were given the job. Don't let humans destroy the planet. Especially with nuclear weapons. So the answer is dumb everybody down, take away their aggression, feminize the men, break down society, and then have an orderly mop up of the population down to 500 million. Now that's the official UN number. It's on the Georgia Guidestones as well. 500 million and 95% reduction. Higher acolytes are told 1 million. But now they're externalizing the method, as you saw on NBC and others a month ago. They want full human exterminism before they believe they will merge with silicon and create the new age man that transcends the humans. So the truth is, everyone's going to be killed. So we're going to keep those little babies comfortable before we take their organs. Do you think God's going to leave a hedge of protection up for you? No. You're all going to be tortured to death over a very long period of time if we go along with this. And I know you're the salt of the earth fighting. I'm speaking to the scumbags that serve Satan. So, understand, Elon Musk is a pathetic slave. Look at him. He looks like a racked, tortured gerbil. All of these people are completely pathetic slaves. Their money, their Hollywood, none of it means anything. It's all a joke. It's all total crap. All that matters is you be aware of their master plan. And it's all public. Go read it for yourself. Or roll up your sleeve and go inject you with syphilis.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.